This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And this is Robert Siegel in New York. One topic on people's minds these days is their retirement. With the value of retirement funds taking a beating this year, people of all ages all over the country are talking about their plans for the future.
Well, we set out to ask people how those plans have been affected by the economic crisis, and here's a sampling of what we heard. In the younger range, 29-year-old Doug McGarvey, 36-year-old Elizabeth Davies, and 37-year-old William Schaff, all from Miami.
I cashed out my 401k. I have it in my bank.
We're the people that they say you can kind of keep contributing to the 401k and it should all regroup by then, because we've got another 35 years or so, hopefully.
Stop contributing to my 401k, and everything is just cash now.
For people a couple of decades older, in their 50s and 60s, the question of retirement is a little more immediate. People such as Deborah Fleischman and Mark Zalona of Los Angeles, and Robert Supels and Harry Ostricher of Miami.
I already retired 8 years ago. I'm not going to change anything.
I made the mistake looking at my last statement.
Well, I'm okay. I have a good pension, but the way things are going, we don't know what's going to happen to that pension.
We might have been able to retire, but the last time we looked at our 401k, it was half the amount that it was 6 months ago. I don't think we're going to be able to retire at all. So, yeah, we're worried. We're very worried.
Marguerite Henry of Evansville, Indiana, is hoping to ride out the downturn.
Well, I work for the Postal Service, and they've sent out a voluntary early retirement, and I qualify because I'm 55 and I've got more than 20 years of service. I looked at it, thought about the economy, and I'm going to wait.
And here is someone with no plans to retire at all.
I will be working till they find me dead on the floor, because who can live on Social Security?
That was Shirley Warner of Los Angeles. She's 74, she works as a waitress, and she is one of several people we heard describing their concerns about retirement.